Suffolk. If I ask you this next question, pretty sure you're going to respond with yes to varying degrees. Have you ever suffered the misery of back pain? I frankly don't know anyone who hasn't at some point in their life. You're very much not alone. Around 80%, 8 in 10 people in the UK have had back pain at least once in their life. And a third, that's 1 in 3, have had an episode at least once a year. Now, the great news is regular walking has proved to be highly effective for managing long-term back pain. Add in a pair of Nordic walking poles and you have an even more powerful rehab. Now, do you see what I did there? And, of course, a strength-building tool. Every time you place your poles on the ground, you push off, you see. You get your arms, upper back, lower back, shoulders, abdominal muscles all get an effective workout. Now, a Nordic walking group has already been out in Suffolk this morning. That is Cross to them. St Mary's Church in Barking is where we'll find them. Instructor Jane McPherson on the programme. Hi, Jane. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What have you been up?
Yes, I'm sitting outside the church now, chatting to you, and we've had the most lovely walk in Barking Woods this morning. Mm. We've been down through Priestley Wood and round Bonnie Wood and back again, and the sun's out now, so what could be better?
So Nordic walking, it is, and you sometimes see them, now we've got a name for them, it is walking with those almost like ski pole things, right?
Exactly, yeah. And that's kind of how it all started in the 1930s when competitive cross-country skiers started using their poles during the summer months when there was no snow to keep their upper body fitness going so that they would have a competitive edge when they went back to their skiing in the wintertime. And as you've already rightly been saying, the beauty of using poles just with ordinary regular walking is that you're engaging your core muscles, you're using 90% of your skeletal muscles.
Wow.
By pushing back on the poles as you walk, and yet it doesn't feel like tremendously hard work. Mm. So it's an exercise which is suitable for anybody at any level, at any age.
It does make tremendous sense as well when you think of pretty much all other species on their four legs, you know, and
Absolutely. They
don't have any problems. And yet our arms do precious little ordinarily when we're walking. So to invoke them in the same exercise, it's slightly cheating, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, and it's actually, it feels really wonderful. It feels empowering. It's very fluid. It is like adding a pair of back legs. And so, of course, for people, some people might have some problems with stability. Maybe they've had an operation recently. Maybe, as you say, they're in rehab, trying to get going again, trying to get their exercise going again. Maybe even people who perhaps have put on a lot of weight. You've got the stability of those poles.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely great. And as you get used to it, you can get fitter and fitter, more agile. We use a little bit of rotation of the back, which is extremely good for your back health.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that, Jane. Let me just interrupt there, because obviously this detail of it being highly effective for managing long-term back pain, I mean, that is really interesting because, as we alluded to there, 8 in 10 people in the UK have at some point had a poorly back. Now, if we can do anything to release the scourge of bad backs, that's got to be a good thing. How does that work?
Oh, absolutely. Well, as you've already touched on it, as you're pushing back on the pole, you're engaging your core muscles. You're actually starting to lift up your rib cage. You're stretching up through the spine. And that's, so the movement, if you like, through your spine is upwards. So it's fantastic for your posture because, of course, so many back pain problems come about through bad posture.
Yeah,
and through not using the body properly. And so what Nordic walking is doing is trying to help you improve your your posture. It's a very balanced exercise. You're not, you know, it's not all on one side.
Like it's not impactive, essentially, isn't it? You're not.
No, as you place the pole, you're doing it at the same time as you're placing your opposite foot.
Yeah.
So you're taking a lot of the percussion off your joints. So for people with arthritis, any kind of joint issue, it actually helps them a lot because they're taking the pressure off. If you're running, something like that, it's quite percussive on your joints.
Yeah.
Nordic walking is the opposite. It's much kinder, even than ordinary walking.
Now, where do we get these Nordic poles from, and how much are they, Jane?
Oh, you can get them from me.
Oh, okay.
Suffolk School of Nordic Walking at the Costume Centre.
Oh, there you go. Wow. Okay. Are they costly or what are they? I mean, tell me more.
Well, they vary. They vary. It depends. It depends what you want. At the top of the range, you know, for a really good quality pole, probably you're starting from about £70 for a pair. You can get cheaper ones.
Yeah.
They won't last as long. They're not as good. But if that's all you can afford, then
yeah,
go for it.
They're still going to do
the
job.
If it gets you out, gets you moving, gets you walking, and gets you in a group of people with like-minded people, you know, we have a nice chat. When we're walking, we have fun.
Could we make them? Or would you not advise that?
No, you can't make them. And you can't use hiking poles. I'm afraid they're totally different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a hiking pole is much heavier and they're used differently. You're just using a hiking pole in front of you for stability. With a Nordic walking pole, you're using it right behind you, as I said, like a pair of bat legs. They're much lighter. The top quality ones are made of carbon, 100% carbon, some of them. So we call it a light swing weight because as you're swinging your arm, of course, you've got the pole in it, and the lighter it is, the easier it is on your body. You don't really want a heavy pole, and hiking poles are much, much chunkier.
Okay. Obviously, certain back conditions would not respond favourably. I guess you'd want to check with your GP first, wouldn't you, Jane?
Yes. I mean, before we enrol anybody on our programmes, we ask you to fill in a little form and it asks you various questions about your health in general terms. And if there's anything of concern, then we might ask you to get your GP to just send you a little letter or refer you. A lot of people are referred by physiotherapists, actually. We get a lot of people and osteopaths referred. But yeah, if there's any doubt, if you've got an issue, it's best to check with a GP first, because I'm not a medic. You know, I can teach you the Nordic walk, but we do have to be careful, of course. And there are certain conditions where back rotation might not be a good thing. So.
How do we find your group, Jane? Are you on Facebook and all of that?
We are, but the Cosnam Centre is probably, if you go to our website, www.thecodnamcentre.uk, and or the Suffolk School of Nordic Walking. Either of those will get you to me. And please get in contact. Come and see what we're doing. We're doing training courses. We do regular walks. We go to the beach and walk there, we go to the woods, we go to all sorts of different places, and we even walk from the Cottenham Centre, actually. But probably the Cottenham Centre is your first point of call. Look it up on web, you'll get the address, and come see us.
Jane, thank you so much for your time. Jane McPherson,
it's my pleasure,
on the programme with us today in the realms of Nordic walking. Jane, thank you so much.
Thanks, good to talk to you.